Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Chris Wilcock here for the Gifts of the Universe. Today, we're going to get into episode 23. I've entitled this episode, New Beginning, Your Perception. It is a new year, and therefore a very natural time for most of us to think in terms of a new beginning. Since the beginning of this year, I have been thinking about how most of us are probably looking at this year, and personally, I've been trying to look at this year as most of you have from a different viewpoint. Traditionally, when we enter a new year, it's with hope, it's with anticipation for the year to be better than its previous version. We look with such a keen desire for it to be amazing, but this year, most of us look back at 2020 as a very tough year, one we can't wait to steer clear of. But to many of us, we are in the same place as we were last year, and it seems downright shitty. We know it's going to change, but the year has started off as most of last year was. For me, this is the first time I can remember a year where we were so governed and directed by the previous year and started out with such a dark cloud over it. Usually the new year is a fresh start, a brand new time, but here we are taking what we had last year into this year. Of course, I'm talking about COVID-19. For most of us, this year has already gone much different than what we saw last year. For many of us, I think there was a very strong hope that when it became 2021, we felt like that would be all behind us. We felt that it would be a new year and we would be starting fresh. But of course we're not. This has left many people disappointed, to say the least. Most of us are so used to the change from one year to another that it signifies a new start, a chance to start a new year and make things different, more positive, and for most of us, we look to move into a better direction. Unfortunately, as we enter 2021, like I said, we're bringing a lot of our feelings and negativity from the previous year. It's just natural. Usually we have that as a sort of marking point, a natural place where we can say, okay, now we're starting again. But in this particular case, it's not really true. Even though we are starting a new year, we're still bringing a lot of, baggage from last year. With 2021, we had a different expectation than we normally would. Most of us saw 2020 as a very difficult year and very much looked to 2021 to make a huge change. But what we got, of course, was different. We got a different year, but it left us with a slightly obscured view of this year of 2021 and the way our world looks today. Okay? We know things are going to get better, but unfortunately, we have brought a lot of the baggage, as I say, from last year into this year, and a lot of those negative feelings and a lot of that negativity that got created throughout the year last year has been brought into this year. So for the past year, 2020, most of us lived very uncertain lives. Things were constantly evolving and changing from what we were used to. One of the most important things that we can do as we move into 2021 is to work on shifting our perspective, trying to see things differently and elevate our own positive mindset, knowing that eventually our world will go back to normal. It may be a slightly different normal, but for the most part, it will go back to some semblance of normal. So in this episode, I want to see if I can shift our perspectives, our perception, a little bit from the topsy-turvy upheaval that we experienced last year and we continue to experience as we shift into 2021. For most of us, we have much greater, higher expectations for this year than we did for last year. We know that things are going to get better, like I've said. The problem is, as we got into this year and we got up and running, it didn't quite go as most of us had anticipated. We need to be able to shift our perspective, change our perception, and look at things differently. So, in this episode, I want to deviate a little bit from the usual topics that are in my book. I want to keep on the overall topic of obviously positivity. I would like us to talk about our perceptions. Our perceptions are so important. What we say and think are our perspective. They help shape and drive our realities. Our expectations help form who we are. Our perception is so important. The way we see something shapes our thoughts, it shapes our beliefs, and inevitably shapes our lives, which in turn brings more of what we expect. If we have negativity and we look at the world through a negative viewpoint, then honestly, we're going to get more of that same negativity. So we need to make a shift in our perception, look at it with a different perspective. So if we enter this year expecting it to change and to be much better than last year, but we find ourselves quickly disappointed, and we feel a great deal of sadness, and we have the perception that nothing is getting better, and we see things through negative lenses, then we are asking for and inviting more of that same into our lives. Now, I'm not saying that things aren't tough, and I'm not saying that things with COVID are wonderful. They're not. But I'm saying a lot of the way we look at things is all around our perception and our perspective on that. So the reality is that we do have COVID in our lives. And for the time being, at least, it is continuing into 2021. That's the reality. But it doesn't have to be our focus. It is a fact, and that's all it is. It is a fact of life. It is the way things are. But our perspective and our perception of how we live our lives and how that impacts us is entirely up to us. What I'm talking about is the way most of us interact with others, our world, and the people around us. That's a decision we make. And if we allow ourselves and our thoughts and our view of the world to be impacted by these things, then we're making a decision. So how we allow that situation to drive us, how we act, who we become, those are decisions we make. We need to get out of our own way, and we need to work inwardly. So what I'm talking about is the only thing we really can change is ourselves. For example, let's say you've been working away at the law of attraction and you have an intention statement and you've created some beautiful affirmations. You've gone and built a vision board all around what you want your life to look like. Okay. You look at these things daily, you work with them, but you are living in fear because of COVID-19. You're constantly worried about what is happening. You're fearing the worst. Then you are, in a way, undermining what you're trying to achieve. You're bringing that negativity into your life. Living with that fear or negativity is the same as trying to prop yourself up by saying all the right things, but at the same time, saying things to yourself or about yourself that are very negative. What I'm saying is, if you read intention statements and affirmations that are positive in the morning, but for the remainder of the day, you think negative thoughts, or you have fears about what's happening to us, and you're basically canceling out your own positivity. You might be positive part of the day, but you're allowing your fear and your negativity around COVID and, you know, what's happening in the world to really taint your own positivity. And you think you're being positive, but you're allowing all of that negativity to sort of take over. Now, obviously, we are surrounded by some negativity, and it's important to acknowledge that negativity and acknowledge the facts and the things that are happening in our world. I'm not saying turn a blind eye or live through rose-colored glasses. That's just not feasible. But you are in charge of your expectations. You're in charge of your perspective. You're in charge of the way you see things and how you think about things. Let me explain. Let's say you had everything laid out really well in your intention statements. You got vision boards, you know, you're on your way to seeing yourself in a wonderful new career, okay? You want to get up and running this year, so you've got everything focused just the way it should be. You do morning sessions, and then you do evening sessions with your intention statements. You look at your vision boards. Everything seems really good on the surface. But you spend a great deal of time during the day thinking about the negativity, okay? You describe yourself as someone who sucks, someone who doesn't deserve a great job. Or maybe you make statements like, I'll never make good money. The world is a harsh place. This COVID thing is never going to go away. Prices keep going up. All the good houses are sold. There won't be any good jobs for my generation. This world is just such a horrible place. How am I expected to do well here? If you are saying any negative things to yourself, or maybe you're making jokes to coworkers about how, you know, you're clumsy, you're weak, you're poor, you're a loser, or any other negative thoughts that you throw out there during the day about yourself, about your environment, about your world, you need to realize that you are creating those negative thoughts, that they are counterproductive. If you're going to change, you need to be positive. If you're going to be positive, then you must learn to live the positivity. You need, and I know this is, you know, this is a quote that's out there and we hear it, but it truly is, be the change you want to see. Those words are very important. What I'm really saying here is you can't try to live a positive life and draw positive things to yourself and manifest all the wonderful things that you want in your world and then treat yourself like shit in between those things, right? So a lot of people are really guilty of beating themselves up, putting themselves down. Some people even do it as a joke. They make jokes and little snide comments about themselves to other people. You know, putting themselves down, they think it's funny, but it's not funny. What you're doing is you are just using that negativity to beat yourself up. And you think it's through a humorous way, but it's not. It's really a nasty way of doing it, as any negativity that you bring into your world is. You are talking about yourself. You need to be positive about yourself at all times. What I'm going to suggest in a few minutes here is work very hard to remain positive. If you start hearing your own voice or saying negative things about yourself or have negative thoughts, stop them immediately. Shut them down just as you would if you were somewhere else. If you went to buy a cup of coffee and someone turned to you and said something nasty like, oh man, you're a loser. What are you doing here? You don't deserve to be here. If somebody were to say that, I know that most people out there would not tolerate it. You would push back. You need to do the same thing with yourself. Your thoughts become your reality. So what I'm saying is, even if our expectations are lowered right now because of COVID and we're unsure what's to come, I know there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. You still need to take control over what you can control. And honestly, the only thing that is truly within your control is your inner world. The way you perceive things, the way you treat yourself, what you have to say about yourself, and how you see things. If you decide to see what you can with a positive mindset, then it will get easier to ignore a lot of the negativity around you. A lot of the negativity in the world, you won't even notice. Try to see things and shift your perspective to a positive way. It's quite all right to understand that things are different. Things are not perfect. There are challenges, but it's completely another thing to feel very down, feel anxious, to be fearful of what's going on. Always looking at the doom and gloom of it all. Even if the world is not a perfect place, and let's face it, it never has been, nor will it ever be perfect. You get back exactly what you put into the world, into your life. You'll get back exactly what you put out there. In order to really succeed and to manifest what it is that you want, you need to use this time to really work on your inner self. And by that, I'm referring to trying to focus on the positive at least 85 to 90% of the time. Occasionally, we're all going to have moments where we feel that negativity, but what I'm suggesting here is that you work to move yourself into a positive place, and that usually means treating yourself well, realizing that you're not perfect, but honestly, you are an amazing human being with amazing potential who can do anything you set your mind to. We all need to be vigilant and stay focused on the positive and move away from the other people, all those people that want to be negative. Anybody who sees everything as doom and gloom, move away from it. It's pretty hard today to turn on the news and not get slammed by negative news. If you do that, you get a sense that the world is coming to an end in some way. But if we look back over time, I think about generations before us. There's always been major changes for most generations. It's just the way the world is. But those that have really prospered in challenging times are those who truly believed in their own human potential. Understanding that circumstances are not always perfect, but that you can move through the challenging times and make your life amazing. That's your responsibility. That's up to you. So I wanted to bring this up today as you work to manifest and draw into your life what you really want. I want you to be aware that everything is not always going to be as it is today. But we are living in challenging times, and honestly, we don't know what's to come. But ultimately, we are responsible for our perception and our perspective. Okay? So your perception is your responsibility. Take a look at the world that you see today and focus on the positive. There are going to be negative things that happen, especially right now with COVID, but spend time focusing on what positive is all around you. In many ways, we've been presented with a unique opportunity. Perhaps given the extra time that some of us have while we're dealing with this COVID situation, with that time, we could use it to change our perspective and our perception. Change the way we see things and challenge ourselves to see things in a better light. I've been inspired to talk about this today as one of my listeners reached out to me to tell me that they have been working on becoming a more positive person, and I really liked what they had to say, and I thought to myself, that's the whole point of why I do these podcasts. That's why I wrote my book. And I find it very inspiring to see that even though we're living through what could be described as an extremely difficult time, that person is taking the time to change their perspective and create a new beginning for themselves. What I'm suggesting is that you spend some time and reflect on what it is that you truly want, and regardless of what's happening in the world, it's important to become aware of your thoughts. It is important to know that there are challenges, and some of us may be directly affected by what's going on. So some of us may be really impacted by COVID, and I'm not trying to downplay it in any way. Maybe there's some listeners out there who have lost family members. Maybe there's listeners out there that have been had job challenges due to COVID. So I am not trying to downplay how shitty this thing is. I'm not trying to downplay it in any way. I know it's probably very hard on a lot of people, but what I am saying is that we are all experiencing day-to-day challenges through this difficult time, and I'm saying that we can use this time to prop ourselves up and understand that what we think about ourselves and our perception of ourselves and how we treat ourselves is extremely important. If you find that you have more time on your hands, use this time to find something that you feel will help you be more positive. For a lot of people, it's just something as simple as reading. Maybe it's reading positive nonfiction self-help books. For some, it's just taking time to reflect. For others, and this is something I strongly suggest, they're using their time to meditate. Learn meditation if you don't already do it. Meditation helps us go within to that inner place and find quiet, which is for a lot of us what we really need right now. Maybe for you, it's spending some time, you know, with quiet, peaceful music. Maybe it's yoga. It can be almost anything that works for you. Take some time to do something that takes you within and works on yourself. Whatever that is, you need to do it to keep your thoughts and your feelings positive so that you elevate your inner world, which in turn heavily influences your outer world. Whatever it is, I would find it and I would do it. Focus on your inner self, build up your inner world, make yourself stronger internally. By that I'm talking about make your mind stronger. Use this extra time, okay? When maybe our outer lives are not as busy right now, maybe it's a good time to work on your inner world, okay? Focus less on the extraneous noise that is everywhere today and look within. There is all kinds of extra noise out there, all kinds of things that you could listen to that are negative. I'm suggesting that you get away from them just a little bit and you focus more on positive internal things. Make 2021 the best year you've had in a very long time. The reason I think it's so important to focus on our inner selves is I think at some time or another, most of us are guilty of personally beating ourselves up, saying negative things, having a perception of ourselves that's very negative and not warranted. A lot of people tell themselves very negative things all day long. They tell themselves that they are bad at something. Maybe we say things like, I'm not a good communicator. Maybe you say things like, I'm lazy, or I'm always gonna be stupid, or I'll never make anything of myself, or maybe any one of the other millions of possible negative things that you could say and think every day. Maybe that's what you're doing. All I'm suggesting here is take the time to realize that you may be feeding yourself negative information. So what I'm suggesting is that you do away with that negative self-talk. Take this time during COVID to realize that things will get better and that this is a perfect opportunity for a lot of you to work on yourself, to manifest what it is you want, and stay positive. Being positive is just like anything else. It's a decision that you make. Everyone has greatness within. You just need to see past the bullshit that you've been led to believe. Don't believe everything is negative. Look for the positive. Treat yourself the way you deserve to be treated, which is good, right? You need to be treated very good. Catch yourself when you think or say negative things and make it your resolution for this year that you're going to treat yourself better and that you're going to remain positive. If you make it your resolution to watch for yourself saying negative things and pushing those negative thoughts out of your head as soon as they enter, then you have benefited yourself personally and you've moved to a higher level. Guys, I just wanted to touch on this topic because I know a lot of people are working to manifest things. They have great intention statements. They do all the right things, but then they spend a great deal of time beating themselves up, saying negative things. Looking at the news and seeing the world as an extremely negative, shitty place right now, and then they spend time only focusing on all of the bad things that are happening out there. Make yourself look at some of the good things, the positive things about yourself. You know, I was recently watching a newscast that was on National News for Canada, and the newscaster is someone that I have a great deal of respect for. They started out the newscast by saying that there is definitely no good news today. She apologized for how bad things were today. I'm not disagreeing, but I do feel that if we decide, we should decide on how much negative information that we receive. We bombard ourselves with negative information, particularly if you spend a lot of time on news feeds, that kind of thing. We can choose how much negativity we subject ourselves to. And then, of course, we then add to that negativity by creating more of that negativity with our own thoughts. And we justify that by saying, oh, the world is such a crappy place right now. No wonder I feel so bad. You know, we justify it. We need to realize that you choose what you expose yourself to, both internally in our heads and externally. And like I said, to me, it's okay to have some negative news and absorb a little bit of negativity, but I would not focus on that negativity. We are in a new year, 2021. It's definitely going to get better. But we may have to go through what we've been going through a little bit longer. But if your perception is a very dark place, it's going to take you much longer than if you turned your mind right now to more positive and focus on positive and become the truth that you want to live. In your mind, see yourself living and having and being exactly what you want to have. Circumstances right now, maybe for a lot of people, are really bad. And I get it. I understand that. And I'm not going to say to forget that, okay? I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, okay? Your situation may not be ideal. But I'm going to say you must focus on the positive. You must look for the positive in yourself and other people and try to focus on that positivity. If you want to be well-informed, I get that. Spend some time looking at some of this information. Read the internet. Look at the COVID statistics. Watch a little bit of news, okay? So if your information is very important to you, which it is to most of us, I recommend that you watch what your own thoughts are about the negativity that you're receiving. Control your perception of what it is that you're allowing yourself to absorb. Work to balance your perspective. Look to balance the way you view the world, and more importantly, the way you view yourself. Guys, I just wanted to get this out to you today. As we work towards manifesting, becoming more positive, which is really what my book, The Gifts of the Universe, and these podcasts are about, remember, you own your own perspective, and you alone decide what that perception is. You can choose to look at the world and see nothing but nastiness, and that it's all bad and going to hell, or you can decide that your perspective is far more positive than that, and you control how you feel and think about what's happening. If external things are not perfect, and we would all like them to be, okay, we still make a choice as to what lens we view them with. We can see them as challenges, or we can see them as soul crushing and we can just give up. I just want to remind you that so much of this is your perception. I know that I've been watching the news, and like I said, I caught myself looking at the world around me and I started to feel some of that negativity. It made me realize that it was my perspective, that it was my perception of what was happening. And maybe it's not really as bad as I envision it, right? Because I'm not getting that balance. I am in control of the way I view things, okay? When it happens that I get overwhelmed, I need, just like you do, to shift my perspective. All right, guys, that's all I want to say about that. Next week, I've got a very special show. I'm going to bring on four of my very good friends, and we're going to have a conversation between the five of us about the law of attraction. One of my good friends, Robin, is someone who is very well versed in the use of law of attraction. In fact, over the 14 or 15 years that I've known her, she has taught me a great deal about what I know about the law of attraction. So it should be very interesting, and I look forward to next week's show. Join me when I welcome John, Mark, Faisal, and Robin. It should be a good time. I hope that we can have a conversation that helps you guys. I hope you join the show. Until next week, guys, as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, check out my book, leave me a comment, send me an email. Also, drop me a line. Let me know what you want to talk about. For upcoming shows, I'm going to be looking for some new topics around the law of attraction, around spirituality. We'll go back to some of the things about my book, but I know there's got to be questions out there. I know that you guys are thinking, you know, certain things and you want to maybe get your questions answered. You want topics discussed. Give them to me. Let me see what's out there. Let me come up with different, thoughts for my show. All right, guys, until next week, thanks for listening to the Gifts of the Universe. This has been episode 23.